Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Well, we, like yesterday, we managed to finish the parak. We're up to date, but today we're on that tzaddik test. Before we begin, because we were rushing yesterday, there are two things that I just wanted to add. Well, that's already a whole year a day. Yeah. I gave the basic outlines of the Tam Kirker, Mimbamino, Mimishainu Mino. I did the Machlokes and the Rishainim and the Tanoim, really. But what I wanted to bring out over here is, we had, the Gemara asked that when we talk about the Isser of eating Kachem Sulim, maybe we should say, Esay Dechalai Sasei. And the Gemara brings the raya from the Achila of Korban Pesach that we don't say Ein Esay Dechalos Sasei Shebe Migdash. But the Gemara back on Tzadik Zayin on the base, where we had the Etzem Lasish Beruva Rav Shem Ben Manasya Aymer Echa Etzem Sheyesh Bo Mayach or Etzem Sheein Bo Mayach. There's the din of Ein Esay Dechalos Sasei Shebe Migdash, and that proves that the Gabi us also, we're not going to say that the essay of Achil's Kachem is going to be Deicha, the Lois essay. Rashi says, Naitzi Yasei, the Achai Sabash or Kupapaham, they had that essay. The Likhi Lois essay. The Lois Echel, the Psulim, the Avagav, the Ika Lois essay, the Achil, the Psulim, Chil's Psulim. Can you read a bit tzachet, the whole shah? Abu became, we should say, yes, I think I'll say, nice, I say, for litchi, nice, I say, the achilas mayach, the xib yachilas abasar balaila hazeh, and that comes and tells us, hey, that's a dechal sase. What do we mean? Does it mean that an assay of kachim is not a regular lo sase? Does it mean that a regular assay is not like a los assay of kachim? We have that both? What does it mean? Which is the assay of kachim? Or which is the los assay of kachim? What is not deicha over here about it? We don't say esa decha los assay. Ein assay decha los assay shebemigdash. It's mashma what? An assay is not deicha. The low sase shebe migdash. Let's say the assay is a regular assay. Does it mean that the low sase in the migdash, that's the mashmos. The low sase of the migdash is not nidcha by the assay. By the assay of the migdash, let's say it's a regular assay. What? What do you say again, Nachamon? I don't know. I don't think we have a raya from Rashi. Avadi is referring to the assay of the Yachlai Sabah Shakubar Bahem. That's Avada in the Migdash. And the Los Assay over here is also the Migdash. But what do you need? What defines it as big? When do we say that Eid Assay Decha Los Assay Shebe Migdash? What is there about in the Migdash? Is it that the lav is in the Migdash that it can't be Mincha? Is it the assay of the Migdash that it can't be Deicha? Or do you need both? Which one is it exactly? I just wanted to bring it around. What we have over here is, we can clear about that. Tysus, we have Tysus and Erevin. Remember, Machlokes, we have Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. The Kabbalah did where you have a matan arba that became the sarif with a matan matan achas. So the Gemara says, so what do you do? The dam became the sarif. We had the Gemara over here called the sarif shani sarifu, like we had it. This did. So Rabbi Yeshua one holds that the sarif are lava baltoisif. The other holds it's better to be over the lava baltigra that the lava about Taisa because it's Meshev Baltasa. Fine. Taisvis comes and says, over there in Erevin, that you would not say, yes, that the Gemara asked over there, you should say, yes, the Chalos Asa, Mishayim. I mean, Taishas. Tais says you should say the assay is nechad alois assay. Tais says you don't say the assay is nechad alois assay because if it's your own fault because you were Pesheya, you let that become Nisarev. Right? Therefore, you don't say it. Oh, yes, thank you very much. So sweet. The Taisus is the kashu of that whole machlaikis of the love of Baltaisif and Baltigra. Why don't you say Esay Nechalois Asay? The kashu, the Taisus says you don't say it because it's his own fault. And therefore, where he was Gairimit, you don't say, where he was Gairimit through his Shia, you're not going to say Esay Nechalois Asay. You say. And that's how Taisus learns in Erefit. We have Taisus, that's what to say. What we have over here is Matan Dalit b'Matan Achas. Taisus Perish Ayla, where it's there's Nav that requires that it has to be Shlaim Shein Arba B'Chor Ma'aser Pesach. It's only one. Then Taisus comes and he says, "V'Taima, why don't you say the Asay? She come in Dechad Alos Asay of Bal Taisus for Bal Tigra Bal Taisus." The low dummy cloud with Kilayan Mitzitzis, the Hacha al Yedek Shiyahuba, the Yachal is Kayim below the Chias Alav. You should have been able to be the Kayim the Mitzvah without being Bechad Alav. It's your own fault. And therefore, where it's your fault that it happens, where it should not have happened, you don't say it's a Lechalay Sasei, which is also a very big Chiddush, but that's how Taisa says. We look at the Ritva, the Rashba, over here in Erevin. So the reason why you don't say it's a Nechalai Sasei is because they don't say Nechalai Sasei Shem HaMikdash. Now, what? You would think, what the world does this have to do with Eidah Nechalai Sasei Shem HaMikdash? To Lava Bal Taisev, the Asei of doing the Hizrikis Adam. Look, what do you see from that? That you can talk about a regular lav. This lav has nothing to do with Mikdash. Lav of Baltaisif. Regular lav of Baltaisif. But you cannot use an assay Shabbat Mikdash to be like a lav, period. Any kind of a lav. That if they're stelling it soon. They bring it B'Shem HaTaisfis. I said the Rajba brings it B'Shem HaTaisfis. That they say the reason is because of Eidah, which is involved in Gezach, the mashmos of the whole phrase is at least that you're talking about the lav being nidcha, not the asay. But look at the lashon of the Gemara. The lashon of the Gemara is ein asay, ein asay. That's a mosish pruvo. But shimon asya emer, nice asay, nice asay, ein asay daicha. Lo sasei Shem HaMikdash. What's Shem HaMikdash going back on? It's much as going back on the lo sasei.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, not necessarily, but the mashmos is like that. Look, they that's not deicha the lo sasei. I mean, the way Taisus is learning it, the Eidasei is not deicha the lo sasei Shem HaMikdash. It's back on the asei. It's not very awkward. Very awkward. Yeah. We could hear it both. Here it's certainly 100% right. That's why. I presented it as three stundum. Not one. Not a one or two. Three. Maybe the lav is not nitsa. Maybe it's the asem it's not nitsa. Maybe you need both. Otherwise you would say it's the nitsa. So the cases that the Gemara brought are where the asem is an asem shemimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim B'shem HaTosfos, Tosfos, the Tosfos that we have, the Tosfos is not like that at all. I mean, our Tosfos, the Tosfos in Erevin that we have, Udaf Kuf, that we have Tosfos in Erevin, Udaf Kuf. So he's not learning that at all. Lalachaira, why didn't he answer that? You can hear me up because that itself is not enough to say, hey, that's a dechalosase, Shem HaMikdash. You have to have that the law should be in the Mikdash, not Baal Tosef. Well, Baal Tosef, you wouldn't say that. Chayra, that's the smarter of Tosef. Now we declare you need also that the Asay should be in the Mikdash in order to say it as a dechalosase. But if Tosef holds that you could have as a dechalosase in the Mikdash, there would be, it would be it would be applicable. You could say, I mean, Esei Dechaloi Sasei, but it'll have a Baltaisif. They hold that it can't be a Baltaisif. What is this Machlaikis? Taisis holds, the in order to say the Klal, Rein Esei Dechaloi Sasei Shabbat Migdash, the Lo Sasei has to be a Lo Sasei Migdash. That's not Baltaisif. They hold that it would be, even if it's a regular mundane regular lav that we have, if the asay is in the mingdash, it cannot be daicha. Kiddush, and Gavav Shatta, but the Rashba, the Ritva, and Erevin, bring in the Gavi, that halacha, that's one thing. And then, of course, the other thing that I just wanted to mention before we go on is that what we spoke yesterday, it's the different kashas. When we talk about the Karban Pesach, well, we talked about Gumrasov, like Jonathan said yesterday, the case where you can burn a hole inside the bone without breaking it. That's how it's Taliyah Rabbi and Rava in Sachim. And therefore it's Efshel Kaim Shneyem. Why don't you say that? And Taisus is Kasha. Why? How would you be able to say it anyway if it's not coming simultaneously? And the klal is that you don't say yes and dechaloi sasei, where it's not the yidna, where it's not simultaneous. For that we have the Piskei Tosfos over here. People they learn the Piskei Tosfos the way they understand it. Maybe it's different, but this is the talking about Tureyeth, but also it's Megaya. But the way Tosfos says it, there is no din of the yidna. But Makai, where the only way that the Torah prescribed the mitzvah, the Torah prescribed the mitzvah of Yachlus Abasar Balayla Hazer, and the Torah included in that mitzvah, besides eating the meat of the Korban Pesach, the Torah gives you a mitzvah to eat the Mayach. Let's take away Gumrasa, that's not an option. So what's the only way to be Mekayim? The asay nachos abasar balayla hazeh when you eat the mayach. To break the bone, if that's the only way to do it, then if that's part of the process of what the Torah obviously wants you to do, then it's called be'idna. It's a nachasar of not being be'idna. And there you would say yes, and therefore you would say yes, say nachaloy sase. Yeah, but it is. It's not going to be hutra. He's saying it can't be hutra over here. He's saying it's not going to be hutra. It's not like Yibul. Yibul, the only way to do it is only that way. There are other ways to be mekayim the mitzvah. You can do it. You don't have to do it with mayach. You can do it other ways. But if it involves mayach also, then if it involves mayach also, then it's not going to be itna. And that's how it is. That's it. Second of all, it comes to Yibam also. Remember, Tyson says that's Tchiyah. So when he meets Tyson's words, it's Tchiyah. Tyson says by Big Day Kahuna in Yibam also, it's Tchiyah. Not Hutra. The problem is it is, or it should be Hutra. But this is the Piskei Tosfos that we have. I mean, if you want to read it, see, maybe, No, I don't see it's messed up. Last second. Let me just read it a second. Just for 1 second that we have over here. We have over here the Piskei Tosfos. Right after the end of the Masechta. Im E Epsher Likayim Asay. Just 1 second. There is a gear cell there that's being corrected. Im E Epsher. Yeah. What's up? Im e efsher l'kayim asay. The inyan acher. Do you have it? You have it there? Im e efsher l'kayim asay. The inyan acher. There's no other way to be mekayim the asay of eating the mayach. L'bo'ina be'idna. The ba'akar lav l'kayim asay. If it's efsher to do it, you cannot be mekayim the asay in that mayach. Remember, states like mekayim the asay. You can eat a hutosi. Go ahead and eat the steaks. No. Go ahead and eat the mayach. But if there's the mitzvah that goes on the mayach also, then You're able to do it even in the case where it's not the Idma. You don't need it. So I think what you meant when you said it with the Girsa.
They put up the Stachesis again, Sarah Korban.
Well, the Arab brings on the bottom. The nearly card, the Chosr Shom. Chosr Shom. No, but in the Taisvis. No, it doesn't mean in this. The regular Taisvis is the Kasha, and that Taisvis remains with the Tzarachiv.
Right.
Yeah, so here, the Pesach Taisvis says, Abel Tzarachiv, the Im Efsher, the Kayev, I say, below Akiris Halav, and Kedah, if you love him, even if it would be beaten, it wouldn't help. Look how what it means is, Tzarachiv, all right. I don't know. It means that there's an assay. There's an assay about it that covers eating the mayach also. There's an assay to eat everything, to eat it all also. And you can be the kayim the assay with that. How could it be that the Torah is telling you the ochel is a basar, balayla hazeh, eat the basar. Eat what basar? All basar. Any basar. Not all, but any basar. All right, eat any basar. How are you supposed to do it here? You do it over here. You have to break the bones, obviously. And therefore, if that's the only way to be mekayim the asay, and when you're mekayim the asay in this oifen, then there's no din, obviously, that the Torah is back, but here, the din of the idma. Okay. Pardon me? No, he ignores it because he also knows that's not an option. Like Tyson said, the gumrasa, because in a big din, it involves burning the mayach, and you know when you're going to be ma'abit kachim, that's not a thing, according to Ravim. According to Abaya, then it is a problem. Tysus comes out and he discusses that point, yeah. Now we have, in Tvul Yayim, we said the Mishnah yesterday, where we say, see, that it's Tvul Yayim, of course, is Tameh. He's not allowed to eat the kachim until the night. Until the night, he's not allowed to eat it. And therefore, even though at night he's going to be eligible to eat it, he's not able to be teveya a chelik in the kachim. The one exception that we have here that the Mishnah tells us is Balmum. A Balmum, l'chayre, should be like Tvul Yayim. If Balmum is someone who is allowed, a Balmum is someone who is allowed to eat it. Yeah, and he gets a chelik, and he's able to be teveya a chelik.
Even though he can't
do the avoda. So you see, what is the criterion? Does he have to be able to do the avoda? Or he does not? Now the Gemara asks, how do you know this rule, that it's all based, that you don't have to be able to do the avoda? Amar Yishlokish, Nebakral, Kaira, Machate, Yisai, Yachlenu. Kayet, that is Machate who does the Avaida. He does the Zrikas. Yeah. Kayet Machate Yaichal. She'eno Machate, he doesn't go provide the kapara, he does not eat. Frankly, is that the rule? Uklalahu. Baharei, Bishmara, Kula. What about the rest of the people? I mean, not everybody in the Bishmar does it.
But the
Roy, how many Kahanim do what carbon?
But the Roy,
no, not this carbon. It's got that, but there goes Saif called Saif. You mean of the people that, you mean, it, the Wedding Bar is faking. You mean the only ones that get a chelik in the Behema are the ones that were Isaac in the Behema. Not everybody in the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah could have 100 people, 100 Kahanim. How many Kahanim take to do the Avodah? Much less. And they all eat. They all get a chelik. It doesn't mean they have to have their proper pile to be involved in the avoda. It means that they're right to participate, and they're right, they're willing and able to do it. But not to me. They're disqualified. What about a cotton? Couldn't we know the Gemara Kula tells us that a cotton is exerts a cusa not to avoda. Hare cotton, the ain't no roi lechita, he cannot do the avoda. Yet, the oichel, there you see that he does not have to even roi in order for him to be eligible to eat. Elamayach lena, yichal kena. doesn't mean that he cannot eat. He can eat even if you didn't do the Avodah, even if you're not ready to do the Avodah. So then, what does it mean that you, so what does it mean over here that he's excluded from demanding a chaylik in the shutfis, that he has a chaylik in the behemoth? That already a cotton cannot do. Let's say a cotton, somebody will want to give a cotton, we'll give it to him as a, give it to him while he's hungry, what's lunch, a kayak, we're able to go take it, they'll give him a salami, whatever he gives it. So there, Rai lechiti chayka, therefore that's what it's telling us. Rai lechiti, if he's right to do the avaida, he can be chaylik and demand the chaylik. Sheino rai lechiti, if he's not able to do that, ain't no chaylik, he can't demand the chaylik. What about harei balmum, like we said? Harei balmum, ain't a rai lechiti the chaylik? Balmum is an exception. Ain't a chadavi. Balmum rachmana ravya. Rav Balmon is different. The Torah over there was Marbeh Balmon. Even if he's not right to do it, he's able to demand the chelik. Kol Zachar Mekhaneh, the rabbi's Balmon. Right? Because we have over there, Kol Zachar, any Zachar Mekhaneh, the rabbi's Balmon. Maybe Kol Zachar, the rabbi's Tvul Yayim. How do you know? Maybe Tvul Yayim should have a right to demand it also. How do you know that it goes on Balmon? Maybe it's Tvul Yayim should be able to do it. Mistabra Balmon, Havalei Lebrevuyi, Shkein Eichel. The Mistabra is that a Balmon should be able to demand, because even in the state that he's in now, he is able to eat. Once he's able to eat, he can even demand it. About Tvul Yayim can't. Tonight he'll be able, but not now. Adarabit, Tvul Yayim, Havalei Lebrevuyi, Deliyorta, Benzei Chazi, but Ashtami, Halo Chazi. Now, Saif Kol Saif, it's now Saif Kol Saif, he's not able to do it now. And therefore, since now he's not able to do it, then it's going to be different. Now, Saif Kol Saif, he is not Chazi at all, and therefore, about the Tvul Yayim, It's not able to be included in that.
Rabbi Balmon is often a pasuk that he can ask, that he can eat, or why do they have to quote this to me? Pasuk says,
let him they could demand it, that he could demand it.
Because he had a dozen men, have a dozen Americans.
Yeah.
But says, lo, you got some hungry, then says, let him alay call, because he had a dozen men, have a dozen
Americans. That he could demand it.
That's what it seems.
No, that he could demand it, not just eat.
So the pasuk over here in the Mar is just saying that he can.
And he can demand it. He's a person. Yeah, he can demand it. Even Rav Yosef of our best day. Mayach Lena. So what would it mean then, what we're saying over here? We have the pasuk that we just brought. Because it says, right, Yach Lena. Here we have the pasuk that's called Zachar Bakayanim. We have again the pasuk where it says again, Kol Zachar, Vakayin HaMechate Yaisa, Vakayin HaMechate Yaisa, Yachleda, the Macham Kaddish, Teyachel, Bachatzara Elmaya. So Frank Gemara, what it says, Rabbi Yaisa, Hayachleda, the way we're saying it, what is the Kiddush when it's saying Yachleda? That's just telling me Yachleda. It's telling me Yichalkena. Then listen to us, what are Yichalkena? Why Yichalkena? Why does it say Yichalkena? Shema Mina, from the fact that the Torah had to tell it to you in such an oblique way, it's because it tell you that the two things are Tala Yichalkena. Shema Mina, Rahi Lachila Chaylik, Sheena, Rahi Lachila, Eina Chaylik. It Bedavke tells you this call, this criteria that we have. That who is Rai to be chaylik? The one that's Rai to eat. Rish Lakish, Balmum, what about this? I don't think it's clear, really. Balmum. But who Tameh? Let's say it's both. Remember, the Torah gave a special schus to a Balmum. So let's say the Malbim, though, it's complicated because he has another reason that he would not be able to eat. He has another ikuf. Mahu, sheyachal kulo. Does he have a right to demand it because he's a Malbim? Or he's Tame, he's nifka from that. He's considered never included in him in that. Kema de lo chazi. Verachmana rabia. Lo shra. Yeah, that's what I say, Yerachamu. Who Tame Maushi Echako? Kema de lo chazi. Since it's lo chazi, verachmana rabia. Lo shra. Maybe at the term, Afa became, he was really not chazi to do the avayda, and Afa became, maybe the Torah had Rachmanis on him. And the Torah said it was mar by him anyway, that he has a right to demand it, even though he's not able to do that, but Bali, Tommy, Bali, Malbob, so maybe he can do it anyway, because the Torah was mar by gave him a special schuz. Or maybe it's, Tafasim Rubut, like Tafasim. Maybe the whole reason is only because a kayin gadol, we know, of course, is different than every other kayin who cannot be makrevinus. Kayin gadol, of course, can, but even the kayin gadol, the eid of chaylik, lechol le'erif. Nor is he, if he's an Aydan, is he able even to get a chalik in the kitchen to eat that night, the following night. Shmamina, what do you see? Raila, Hila, Chaba, Aydan. And therefore, in our case, Shmamina will have the same day. Do we have a Shulchan Aruch here, or an Aruch Hayim here? In this room, we have one over here. I know we have the round box. We don't have a Shulchan Aruch. Huh? Oh, Aruch Hayim, Chelek Aleph. Chelek Aleph. Not Mishnah Berurah. We're regular Shulchan Aruch. Thank you very much. What?
I'm hoping to take the worms out of the wood.
Yeah, that he could. You know, they don't have it. It could become all of the animals.
Yeah, so that's, they mean, there's not a right
way, but we can do something. Could do that. Yeah, but that's not the thing. That's why I'm a chate. A machate, he's not. So then the Gemara says, Nachamo. So therefore it comes out that what will be seen by a kohen gadol that he cannot eat. Therefore, even though he could do the avayda, but he's not able to eat. He's not able to eat. Then he's not able to go to the Merichel. I'm sorry to be matriarchy. Huh. Thank you very much. Mizaka the Rabbi. But what it just to bring out over here is, Rabbi Kimager and the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch. I thought this was
the base.
No, then he's the next fail. Wait. Then he's the next fail. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, really, Matukah lives in the Sias Kavayim. What we have is, just wait for him for a second. Okay, so what we have over here is, Nachabo, the din of a Balmum, the din of a Tabe, and Tabe of a Tabe, thank you very much. Good. Among the Avraham we have, I'm going to bring you this out over here. A Machlekes from Kimager and the Among the Avraham. So. We have over here in Reish Pei Beis the din we're going to bring it over here. It says, Hakol Ayla Lemigyan Zion. Everybody's able to be included in the seven Aliyahs. Barm Gil. Everybody says Megidaya Afilu Isha. Even an Isha of the cotton, Shedeh Labi Bavarcha. But Amru Chachamim, Gemara Megillah. Isha lo sikra v'tzibar v'dei kavadat zibar. It's kavadat zibar. We don't have the Isha of getting it aliyah. Hagah. The Elu Dvavke mitzarfed l'hidiyat akruim amaloshi yukulam nashim. They can be mitzarif to other people to get aliyahs. But you can't call, certainly even Mikar Adin, you're not able to call up all the nashim by store for all the aliyahs. Or k'tadim. Call up nashim by k'tadim. Because of Iran, within Evan Kanani is like an Isha. Avalim Ema, that's the din. Avalim Ema be Israel. Israel, but the Lala is the Hulu. Okay, fine. So when we have it, then is this din of cotton share, Dale Abim of Archim. Dale Abim of Archim, he's able to do it. Avalios who Mikare. But for him to do it, for him to be Baal Taira, that already ain't a Yachachi. Until he's a God, or bring Cyrus. Im ain't Shom Kayan. Now, Im ain't Shom Kayan, Ella Cotton. Let's say there's no Kayan. There's only a cotton. Comes from Uncle Avram. Im ain't Shom, there's no Kayan except for a cotton Kayan. Kayan Cotton. Kayan, I say. They can call him up. Ava Balevi Ani Mesupik. Ella Bakotin Karina said, Balevi Ani Mesupik in Yikro, Lakayat Pamayim. You can call up a Kayat Cotton. There's no Kayat in the shul. Call up a Kayat Cotton. Now let's say there's no Levi. So normally, what do you do, of course? Say, we do all the time. If there's no Levi, the Kayyim gets called up in a second aliyah too. Does that apply even if the first one is only a cotton? The Radvaz Kosav, the eight Kayyim, the Kayyim cotton, Laminyan Gimel, Abu Kayyim, the Minyan Zion. He holds it, you can do it for a Minyan Zion.
Shabbos.
Like for Shabbos, right? The Radvaz says, the eight Kayyim, the Kayyim cotton, Laminyan Gimel. He can't call him up for a minyan, but you can call him up for a Minyan Zion. Believe era, and now this is what we have. Believe era, the mitzvahs I say, comes the Magen Avraham. The mitzvahs I say, the Mikidashto, that we have to be Mechaber Kayim. Like the Baruch Rishon, give him the brachas first, give him the Mariyafa first, give him everything first. Like never on Kayim Cotton, that was never said on a Kayim Cotton. Why? The reason is, where does the Kiddushta come from? It comes for a quid pro quo. We compensate him, we reciprocate, because he's the one that does the Avaida. And therefore, there's no the Kiddushta to be mechapit the cotton, give him preferential treatment. The minig today, however, is we don't call a cotton up for an aliyah anyway. That's how it is. The Gemara, you can do it. But our minig today is not to do it. We never call a cotton except for anything, except for mafter. Mafter, yeah. Okay, and this is the din that we have. Comes from Kim. This is the Magen Avraham, what I read. Then comes from Kim Eger. And Rav Kimager says, goes on the Magen Avraham, Mam il butter, he brings the following, the cotton labar avida. And therefore, he's not the cloud that did it in Kidashto. La adis daiti, ha'isim is sifri, the chinuch brings it, chinuch of the ra'ah, the k'daisha ila lokeya, asi le rabuyi, the b'choyavim le kadesh, Kayan Balmum. Is there a din of a Kedashna or a Kayan Balmum? Hafal Gav, the Eid of the Klaus, Karmen Hashem Elokecha Hu Makrit. He don't have, what are you saying? That the din of a Kedashna only applies as compensation, as a way of reciprocating. He does the Avaida, we appreciate it, therefore we're Mechabit him. doesn't have to be kaveger. It applies by a balmum also. The Sifri says, quite to the Magad Avram Shinnan, therefore we kaveger holds it should be in the tradition and keep Ashlam Gabi Klai Kotten also. This thing that he's not called Zachar Yachal also. That's the girl, yeah, but what about the Kid Ashlam? Double all the data. You give preferential treatment. Everybody's here, Gabi Kedah, dividing up, Chalukah, they're getting food or something, and there's a Klai Kotten sitting over there. You have a hit. He takes the money off of Rishon or not. Kivanger says, you have the kahuna. You have the kahuna. Why? Is that right for Avaida? There's no worse than a balmum. A balmum, let's say there's a balmum that wouldn't be cut right for Avaida.
He's going to be right for Avaida.
He will be right. Whatever the reason. Maybe it would be. Maybe a balmum could be cured also, but who knows? All right, but that's just to be myself, Lagabi this did. This status that he's a Balmum, you know, it means that he was Mechabit a Kayin. You see a Kayin, he makes enough commitment, he's wearing glasses.
The
Kayin wears glasses. So it could be a Balmum. Depends on what his prescription is. No, because over there it's limited. It doesn't have even a Balmum is not. Balmum's not possible for that.
Balmum's not promised.
No. You mean, you can't do Avaida. But that Sis Kabayim is different. Yeah. Unless they have, yeah, it's conspicuous, something like that. Yeah. So we have, again, about the likeness that we have here. What happens if a cut by a client cut is to the dinner of the Kiddush, though? Is that the same thing as Balmum? It's not the same thing as Balmum. Now, what do we have? That's a Reish Bey base, yeah. But if they didn't have Sat Dezach in them, in other words, according to the Magen Avraham, at least Be'ikara did. If you're the only person that's in the shul, as a Kayan, is a Kayan cotton? What do you do? No. I mean, he says we don't do it at all. We only a chap, we don't do it at all. We don't only call up a Kayan for Mafter. We don't call him up for one of the Shiva Kruim.
Yeah, Kayan cotton or a lady? For the lady? Kayan cotton or a lady?
Kayan cotton or a lady? We don't call him up for an Aliyah. No, we don't call him up for an Aliyah. No. Now, the Mishnah told us, we go right back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Einan Nageya V'Einan Akrav. And Einan is allowed to touch. He's allowed to touch the carbon. What? Yeah. Oh, a second. Oh, I skipped something. By Ravashi, I'm sorry. By Ravashio, Tame, the Karbonis Sibor. Here, the same type of question. Tame, the Karbonis Sibor, Baal Shechal Kulo. You have a Tame who does bring, who does the Avaida. The Karbonis Sibor, the Karbonis Sibor, you're talking about Tubas Chibet Sibor. What's the Shechal Kulo? Should he be then be entitled to take it or not? You're reading of a chate of a rachbana behind Abi the chatehu. Oh, the Omar baby. Roy Lachil a chalik. Maybe he didn't know. If he's Roy Lachil, he can't. If he's not Roy Lachil, now he can't. Shame Roy Lachil ain't a chalik. Bravina Toshiba. What happened over here? Kayin Gogo back revina. The Edo Eichel, the Edo chalik. Kills an eat that he's not chalik. Even if tonight, he'll be able to do it. The fact even that he did the Avaida is not enough to entitle him to be able to take. And therefore, Shmabina. Einan, the Mishnah says he can be Nageya V'Eino Makriv. He can't be Makriv. We can't be not allowed to be Makriv, but he is able to go and touch the Korban. Or a medium. Einan Nageya V'Eino Makriv. Einan V'Chusar Kippurim. What happens when an Oinon and a Mechusa Kippurim resume their ability to go do the Avodah Tzrich HaTzvila L'Kodesh? They have to have an Oinon and a Mechusa Kippurim have to be Toivol and a Mikveh to remove the Chumrah, to remove like they're removing Tuba. Because beforehand, they wouldn't be able to go and do that before they would eat it. Tzrich HaTzvila L'Kodesh. God Shalai Toval. The reason is, like Ashikab Mishatoval, Kab Mishalai Toval. You know why? Over there in Chanabi, they need tefillah. Amrav Yen, like Ashikab Mishatoval, Kab Mishalai Toval. And our Mishnah we're speaking, where he did was not type. And therefore he can't, I mean he is type, but therefore he'll be able to be Nagaya. And whereas, if that which it says, Trich and tefillah, and Chanabi, he didn't say until he does tefillah, he can't do it. Our Mishnah that says he's able to be Nikaya. Yeah, that is different. Ayin Nikaya v'yeno matrif. Chitava v'yami ha'hadra alei adimus. So what? It's still an ayin. What does it mean? He's still an ayin. Hadra alei adimus. The Omer Rabba Barahuda ayin shetava. Let's say he's an Einon, and he was titled as an Einon, he's still an Einon. It's a base, let's say, like Hashem. But he asked a Daite, Hadalo Asaf Daite. If he's Mesiev Das, if he's Mesiev Das from his Adinus, then Edech Hanabi, then he'll come back. Mesiev Demon, Kanda, Mesiev Dran, he's not Mesiev Das. We see it does from what? In my kasha, how the asaf daite, where he didn't, wasn't we see it does, and he was not careful, becoming tame from too much mace. But how could that be? I think, but how the loss of daite, hesek daite. I mean, there, hesek adas. You're telling me the reason why he needs a tefillah because of hesek adas? Shlishi shvibai. Then he's going to make chatos for shlishi shvibai. Not going to be good enough just to be tovel. The Amar Rav Bistibra, the Amar Rav Yisdoim, by Rav Nosson, and Rav Yechon, Hesach Adas, Tzarech Hazor Shlishi Yishvi. So what are you saying over here? Where does he need Shlishi Yishvi? And now you tell me all he needs is Tvila, like Asha. But that's not the idea between my space. Havada, if he's not careful, he's not vigilant, but it comes to too much space, Havada's going to need Shlishi Yishvi. On the other hand, Hod Asaf Daite, he's Mesir Das, but merely Mituma Sheretz. And there, all you need is Tefillah. You do? Tame Sheretz? Tame Ba'alya? It's also Tame. You need Tvul Yayim, the Har Shemesh Ba. He said Tvul Yayim, you need Har Shemesh. What's this thing with Tefillah only? Tefillah itself doesn't do anything. Beyayim. Feel true and Nani. Not only that. Tuli Yom is not allowed to eat Truma either. Mechus HaKippurim, yeah. But not a Tuli Yom. Tuli Yom is also even in Truma, not only in Hegdish, in Kutcha. Rabbi Yirmiyah, what we're talking about over here is, what does it mean when it says that he's allowed to touch Kutcha? Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yishmarti, Midomar HaBetam Eini, he says that I was careful, I was vigilant in anything that will bring me to a state of tuba, but not from things that might make me puzzle.
Can we believe him?
Yeah. Is there such a thing? You can be careful for one thing, not for another. In the Hatanya, like we learned, we'll see about it. But Rashi comes right away and tells us, "Be'ayim v'shmarti v'davar abtameini v'lo midavar haposladi u'midavar habetameini tuba d'oraisa d'bayhar of shemesh." I was careful from being becoming tame from tuba d'oraisa, but not from the haposladi la'achilus kodesh mid'rabbanan. The low boy harif shemesh. The chedigah mitruba, the yemen lo nishmarti, midomra poslani mitruba. But this is actually going to be mainly the maskana anyway. Tanya, Aldeo, Asala, Rosha, a person has a basket on his head. The basket, my great father, Sechai, and he has a fork. An implement.
A shovel.
A shovel, yep. He remembers Sechai. The Almighty says, leave me my attention and my concentration is on the sow. They leave me all about grateful. But I wasn't paying attention too much to the migration. The did is, we find, Hassal, Tor, the migration to make. Bring them at the time of migration to Hassal, of course, the cannot be, of course, because they claim the time they But the time of Hashem is Seichai. Yeah, but let the migration be the time the content of the Hassal. Omar Rava El Kharabi, Bibi Omer Shmartiha, Midabra Metaba, Veloshi Martiha, Midabra Paisa. Here you see the Chiluk that we can have a split Zahirus, a Shmira, the Gabi, one thing, not the Gabi, the other. The Gabi Milsa, Umatai, the Kabi, the Ravabi, Barama, Lama, Lele, Shmira, the Hu, Had Yabra, the Eichadin, Omar Rav, ha'oichel shlishi shal truma, oser lecha l'buter liga. Alma ha'achil ha'ved rabbanan maila, v'dikil ha'ved rabbanan maila. He says, the whole discussion that we have here is moot. What are you worried about, the Mishnah? That the Oidan requires tefillah for what? What's the say these tefillahs? To eat. And therefore you're thinking, you're assuming, inferring, that he's not able to touch anything. No, it's Ladam. He's able to touch. That which we require a tefillah is merely for a chumar legabi achila. And therefore when our Mishnah comes even and tells us he's allowed to touch, touching has nothing to do with avodah, like over there has nothing to do with tefillah. Tefillah is only for eating, not for anything else. Yeah, achila is a... Achilles, and we're machmer on that. But not the coming touching. Touching anyway is what they were never machmer by an oinen by that anyway. Moser lecho, and he's put the liga alba the achila or rabban and mailu. With a gila or rabban and mailu, and therefore by our case, it's not good. You can't even, ask a kashin one. It's not basis this a kashin, you have to say, it's at the right, he's not basis if that, and he's much me for this, not for that. No, nothing to do with it. Vieno chaylik lecha.
He can be tovel even by day while he's still in the
Ina Yeah.
Okay.
Vieno chaylik lecha. Not, so what are we saying over here? He can't be vieno chaylik lecha. Let's go. What's a guy back on? Or maybe what we have here, let's go back to the Mishnah again. Tvulayim v'makhusri kipurim, eina kalkin v'kutchin, lech aliyarev, oinon and oinon, daigeya v'yedo makriv, which he's able, can't be makriv, of course, but he's allowed to be daigeya. Now what? Now let's focus on this line. V'yedo chaylik lech aliyarev. He also is not allowed to divide up to come to Mada Chalik, that we should be able to eat tonight when the Aninus is over. Now, what does that imply? Let's take a look at what this is. He's an item. Tonight, he will not be an item. For a meeting, Aynan, Taibo, the Echelos, Peace, Cholerith. By a carbon Pesach. Let's see what the case is over here, of course. And Einan, the Israel Einan, not talking about a kain anymore. The Israel Einan, Taivol, the Eichel, as peace, Chai, the Arab. He's Taivol, he eats his carbon Pesach at night, and there are no restrictions of his aninus that he had during the day.
And he can be back
home. Avolo, the kunshim, not other kunshim, only carbon Pesach. Let me read it first, and we see that the issues that we have. I understand. I didn't explain what an einanim is even. But let me read this. Let me read it first. A few lines first.
And it could be a minute.
Yeah, because of money. He's out of money. It's nothing to talk about. If he's a money in the Korban Pesach. Without a money, there's an issur. You're not allowed to eat. It's a love of closer. Amar of Yerbiyah Mikdifti, my question. Kahad be Pesach, Kabashai be Sashana. It's a never during Pesach or during the year. The Pesach. On Pesach. I need the Yachal Pesach because even when he's an Einan, or he's at least an Einan during the day, since at night he's going to be able to eat the Basar of the Pesach. Achadavi Kachin. B'shayim es Hashana, lo chasi. Lo chasi, he's not going to be chasi for anything. He's not chasi for Kabbat Pes. B'shayim es Hashana, the lo chasi. Lo chasi, he's not going to be able to eat anything. What does it mean? Abai avalo b'kachim? Avalo b'kachim shalchal Hashana. What it means is that he can eat, he's not going to be able to eat kachim shalchal Hashana, but during Pesach, once you're allowing him to eat the Korban Pesach, on the night of the 14th, you allow him to eat other things as well. Rabasi Omar Lakashikacha Meislo Meis. Now is where we begin to get a whole discussion of this. Lakashikacha Meislo Meis Barba Asar. The Kabra Obi Arba Asar. That part, the Kabra Barba Asar, is somewhat of a non sequitur here. We can learn the Gemara without this. Let this line, this phrase, not confuse anybody. The Kfura is not relevant whatsoever over here. The Iker is that he died, the mace died on the 14th. Once he dies on the 14th, he said, Einan, that day, and even at night, the big question that we have here is, at night when he said Einan, is that a deraisa or a derabanan? Khan Shemeslo May to be Sloisha Asar. But let's say he's not an Einan during the day because they didn't die on the day. When did he die? He died yesterday. He didn't die on the 14th of Erev Yom. He died 2 days before Pesach. Kavro Biarba Asar. And they only buried him on the 14th. They buried him on the 14th. What is it telling us? Yike Vura Lotapis Layla Midraban. That there is no Tiradinus at night. On the 14th, Babaka, where he died, on the 13th, only the Kvura was on the 14th. But if the Misa was on the 14th, then the 14th at night he'll become an Ainan. And therefore, at then, if he's an Ainan, He will not be able to eat during the day, but at night they can, it's a makom to be made, or maybe over there it's a drabonet. Maybe it's a deraisa. If it's a deraisa, you wouldn't be able to. But if it's a drabonet, then you can do the sadya. Aminus lilo be debrek tyra, debrek Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds, let's remember Rabbi Yehuda. That aminus lilo is be deraisa. What is aminus lilo? What are we saying? It has nothing, let me get this thing here. We got to get into the open right away. We're used to dealing with the din of an Einan in one way. This Gemara is not like that at all. Our Gemara, we're talking here about an Einan d'oraisa, is a person died on a certain day, whether he had kvura, whether he did not have kvura, it is absolutely irrelevant. If a person, let's say, died 10 o'clock in the morning, a person is an Einan, he's not allowed to eat kachim an entire day, no difference whatsoever when he was buried. They can be buried at 11 o'clock. He's an Einan d'oraisa, according to everybody, until that night at least. No. I'm going by rank. Person is about to eat Basar Shloman, let's say. And a person died, a relative of his died 10 o'clock in the morning, they buried him at 11 o'clock. That entire day, until Shkias HaChava, he's Aser Midoraisa to eat any Basar Kachim.
following.
It's going to, if he eats.
Yeah.
Now, wait. At night, he might also be Osir B'Daraisa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to be Osir B'Daraisa also. But that already we have a machlokes. Maybe it's that part of such a rabbanon. But during the day, less about the polik. And has nothing to do with whether the kvura was. That, in that sense, it's not like we're used to dealing with the deed of Avainan, of Aminas. But over here, the Gatei Kodshim, this is the deed that we have. And Rab Shit, and the Gemara says, Bishleisha. That's all Rabbi Yehuda, and we have now Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon Oimer. Aina Deina B'divrei Taira Ela B'divrei Seiferin. Why is that true? How can he eat a carbon Pesach if it's in the Siddur Raisa? The summer of Shimon need a slide with Rabbanin. But Tanya, we have a steer in the Chayim of Shimon, all Spadiris Lila. Like Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be a Daraisa. But Tanya of Shimon, I'm a Raina, Neda Mishaleach. Of this eklal that an aina cannot send any of the korbanos, like what? My love, afilu Pesach, lo levar mi Pesach. Pesach he's able to send. Why? Tonight he'll be able to eat it. Hatanya, like I, Hatanya, Reb Shimon. What do you mean? Pesach he can send? I'll bring you a favorish that Reb Shimon holds that you cannot do Pesach. Must be it's a derisive, because Reb Shimon Abba Shlomim Shushalei. Maybe Dino, maybe Kishuai, that you can't bring any karbanis when he's not in a state of simcha. Minai and the Rabbi Satoida, Barbadi and Satan Shkedechelos Besimcha, Kishlobin, Minai and the Rabbi Sesaila, even Barbadi and Sahaila Shkebabin and Dava, maybe it's a Chumra, Kishlobin, Minai and the Rabbi's Char Baiser, O Pesach, that is Shlod Aydin cannot send it. Barbani b'chor by service kineda boy malchet. Bidai the rabbis katus hashom even that it comes al chet. Talmud b'chor zevach. Bidai the rabbis isn't even as a oifis. Vabinachis vayayin b'haitzim malavainam. Eitzim b'shalom what this is. Is it a carbon with the eitzim or is it carbon that carbon eitzim itself, the wood? Talmud b'chor shlomin. Carbono. Kol carbono shuhu mevi kishuhu shalom mevi and mevi kishuhu aynon. So what do we have here? The key problem we have here is 20 years Pesach. He's not allowed to send the Pesach. Why not? I said to Raisa, we're learning it out from the Pesach, diamond to Shlomim, and you're telling me it must be that he holds it to the Raisa, and therefore you cannot send it, and therefore you can't eat it at night. So what are you telling me? It's a Rabbanan. Take it out, but Pesach is only Agav because it's together with the Kara Meiser. Usually we pray Kara Meiser on Pesach. And therefore we have it over here, but really Pesach is different because something is a Rabbanan. Mitzvah Hashem will pick it up more. We'll try and explain it more, what it's all telling you on tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.